feel oppressed by society, and they think they can get away with it. They'll do whatever.
Perfect.
So number 30, one 30 minute date agenda. Make sure you publish this to women. Make sure they understand it. It works insanely well.
Love it. Perfect.
The second tip. Make sure that women understand and never question that you're a sexual creature.
Okay.
You make sure of this by treating every girl as though you're already sleeping with her.
Perfect.
Be sweet and flirty and physically affectionate and blow their belly buttons, you know, and zerber their navels.
I love that one. I think, yeah, every single female friend of mine in my life, at one point I've had a bent over and blown raspberries on her belly button.
Exactly. I mean, some people call it a zerbert. I call it a zorbet because it sounds so much more European. No, but...
I think we call them raspberries.
I guess it works either way. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Be playfully affectionate. Don't overstep. But if you ever do overstep and violate, follow the jazz rule. If you make a mistake, repeat it.
Okay.
In other words, anything you get away with, make sure you make it part of your repertoire.
Okay. Okay. So keep doing it. I mean, one of the things I always say is when someone, if you cross the line, don't apologize for what you do. Apologize for offending them. Because your intention is never to actually upset the girl. Say, well, I didn't mean to upset you by squeezing your bum. I was just squeezing your bum.
I absolutely.
Perfect.
In fact, many of my girlfriends refer to me affectionately as Uncle Bad Touch, which has a certain mythic resonance to it, you know? Anyway, so the second thing would be treat all women as though you're sleeping with them.
Perfect.
And soon you will be.
Yeah.
The third thing would be, when you have a female friend who is just a friend, legitimately a friend, someone whom you've known for a long time, perhaps when you met she was dating someone who was significant to you as a friend, and so you never actually had any sort of sexual interface with them at all, never tried to, or if you did at one point, it's been a long enough time that you've established a genuine friendship. They're not just there because you couldn't get them into bed, so you figured you'd hang on and be their orbiter.
Yeah.
If you find you have friends who are legitimately your friends, then there's something wonderful about it. You see, women love sex. They love sex, and they love it with guys who they know they can trust. And if you're their legitimate friend, then at some point, they've already fantasized about you.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman, during the course of every month, has 3 or 4 or 5 days in the middle of her month when she's ovulating, when she's about to release an egg, and her body is telling her, you want dick. Go find dick.
Yeah.
In this case, I mean cock rather than some guy named Richard.
Of course.
Now, the essence of this, about 2 weeks after the first day of their bleeding, 2 weeks into their period, their perception changes. They're drugged by their bodies. Their body releases new hormones that actually change their taste and temperament. And what they're turned on by is not the strong, comforting, security-minded, protective provider, but rather some hit and run. And you ask your girlfriends about this if you want to know if this is true. Talk to your girlfriends and say, ever had one of those days where for some reason you may have tarted yourself up like crazy, put on brighter lipstick, done your nails, made yourself look really good, unbuttoned your blouse a little lower than usual. You're not sure why you did.